97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in. This is the Speak Up Table. My name is Barbara, and you know, I just want to remind you that you are welcome in on our conversations. Come on, give us a call at 208-265-8255. That's 208-265-TALK. And listen, there was a listener who was a friend who told me that she didn't call in because I asked all the good questions, and of course she knows that flattery gets me every time. However, I don't really believe that at all. So you are still invited in on this conversation. Come on and play with us, especially today, because we are talking about a new volunteer opportunity for you. And you may want to call during the program and let us know that you're interested in this awesome opportunity. My guests are Kimberly Tingley, who started the Adopt an Elder program. And we have another Kimberly on, Kimberly Swank from Valley Vista Care Center. She's the activities director there. So come on, stay with us, and we will be right back.
Have you heard the legend of the beast? It's a tale that's been told in these parts for generations. They say the beast stalks the local woods and roads, a rugged, fearless animal who feeds on wet pavement, thick mud, and fresh snow. It's quick as a bird, but strong as a bull. An alpha predator with a roar that can rip concrete and steely teeth that gnash through even the thickest of brush. The beast isn't scared. It doesn't have to be. It owns these parts. But there's still a chance it can be tamed by the right hero. Whether you're looking for the ultimate tool on the worksite or just a wreck vehicle fit for a weekend warrior, Ford F-150 is your best choice for work or play. Visit your local Northwest Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to see why the new Northwest Edition F-150 is creating a beastly legend all its own.
It's here. It's now.
The only indoor RV show of the season. R&R RV in Spokane is hosting the Grand National RV Show for 10 days only. February 18th through 27th. Shop over 120 RVs inside the West Coast's largest indoor showroom. 525 East Francis in Spokane. Free parking, free admission, masks required. The Grand National RV Show at R&R RV in Spokane. Montana, Cougar, Rockwood, Forest River, Winnebago, and more. All inside the West Coast's largest indoor showroom. It's the only indoor RV show of the season. 10 days only. Special show pricing, giveaways, food vendors on site, Sunset Trail, Eagle Cap, Geo Pro, Springdale, and more. Free parking, free admission, masks required, reservations recommended, traffic controlled at the door. The Grand National RV Show, February 18th through the 27th. Indoors at R&R RV in Spokane, 525 East Francis. Visit rnrrv.com for more info.
Are you shopping for new furniture but frustrated with the lack of selection? Hi, Mike here for Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. It's been a challenging time for all of us, to say the least, but I want you to know that Sandpoint Furniture has a good selection of home furnishings that has arrived and ready for delivery. Sandpoint Furniture welcomes you to stop by our showroom featuring the latest styles and colors in living room, bedroom, and dining room. See the latest in home office and entertainment designed to accommodate the new digital world we live in. And we do sell the floor models when you need it now. Get a good night's sleep on this plush comfort queen mattress set from Serta for only $649 the set. With over 30 comfort levels from Beautyrest to Tempur-Pedic, Sandpoint Furniture has your mattress. See us at sandpointfurniture.com.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey everybody, we are back. Join me now as we say hello to both Kimberly Tingley and Kimberly Swank. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Kimberly T., I'm going to start with you. You started this Adopt an Elder program.
Yes, ma'am.
This last Christmas. So tell us about your background and how you decided to do this.
A little background story of me is ever since I was little, I've always had a heart for the Lord and heart for people. And over the past 5 years, that heart has just grown exponentially. Not because of anything I've done, but just something the Lord just been revealing more of himself to us, me and my husband, and showing more of himself, of that he's a God that cares, a God that redeems, a God that protects, a God that loves unconditionally, that has this agape kind of love. And it's this revelation of his love for us that started us on this journey. And a lot of the scriptures in God's word have been coming alive for us, scriptures that talked about loving our neighbors as ourself and doing the things that he did to take up our cross and follow him and living the life that he led. And he was a servant above all. And he tells us in his word to go and set people free do the things that he did. So that's where the journey began. And so we just started seeking the Lord and what that tangibly looked like, especially in a world of today. I'm not going to lie, we live in a pretty dark place right now, a dark world. But the Lord just put on my husband and I's heart, like, we have a choice. We have two choices. We can either succumb and be overcome by this darkness, or we can rise up and be a light. So we just sought the Lord. What does that look like to be a light into this world? And so over the past 5 years, he just took us on this amazing journey. I feel like I can sit here for hours and speak about the miracles that God has been and doing in our lives just by stepping out into obedience, and it's all to his glory. For instance, he put on our heart to take our children out into the middle of Seattle to just be his hands and feet and love on the homeless, and knowing that he is a God of protection. So he protected us and our children. We just loved and blessed the homeless.
Kimberly, I need to introduce you to the wonderful family that I met at Makers Long Acres. I don't know if you heard that program a month or so ago. They have a gourmet pig farm south of Sandpoint in Sagal. They're sold out for the Lord, and their little girl, when she was really little, just started talking about what they had to do for the homeless. Mm. And she started a program that's here, and they go to Spokane because she insists that there are more homeless there. So anyway, I'll introduce your two families together.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Because your children and their children just, it's the same thing. They just said, you know what, we have to do, mom and dad, we have to do something for the homeless. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that just popped into my head.
No, that's beautiful. I'd love to meet them. And it's just, it can be anybody. Anybody can do this. Anybody can be his hands and feet and just follow his leading. The Lord has told us in his word that he is a God that wants to be known, and his sheep will know his voice. And so all we have to do is just be still and listen. And he will lead all of us, not to go and do things because we want to check off a religious box, but because of the overflow of the love that he has for everybody. And so we as a family are overfilled with his love and just want to outpour that onto other people. And miracles can happen.
Miracles do happen.
Yes.
I think that there are people that think that every miracle's got to look like the Red Sea. Of course, at the time you're in it, even if it's a small miracle, it seems like it's the Red Sea because it's so amazing, all to his glory.
Yes.
But so you started getting a word that said that in this darkness, in these difficult times of COVID and lockdown, and especially for our seniors that are in some kind of care facility,
yes,
that they needed to be reached out to. How did that come to you?
I just got word. I had a friend that's in one of these facilities, and she was just pouring out her heart to me and sharing how people within her facility aren't able to go out of their facility. They're locked down ever since March, and this was back in November, and a lot of them don't have family and don't have any ways of contact with other people outside of the facility. And that just broke my heart, and I just felt the Lord leading, you know, do something about it. And so that's when the Lord put in my heart to just start writing out cards to as many people as we could. So I had my kiddos, it was part of school time, since I homeschool, and so we just started writing cards to as many as we could. And then the Lord just led me, you know, this is not just your calling, this is the community. Pull them together. They have similar mind, which is His heart, you know, as well. And so I just reached out to the community on Facebook, and I just got an overflow of an outpouring of people who wanted to participate. And this is just with card making. And so I got enough cards to bless every facility within our community. Glory be to God. And so, and then from there, the Lord put in my heart, you need to show your face. They need faces. They need smiling faces. They need song.
Even if it is outside a window.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I reached out to some of the facilities and got permission from some of them to go outside the facility and gathered some of the people that wanted to participate that were writing these cards to the elderly. And we gathered and sang, this was during Christmas time, so we sang just songs that glorified the Lord, that brought hope and joy, and the Lord put in my heart to create a poster board that had said that you are loved, you are cared for, Jesus loves you, we are praying for you. And so we wrote this on a poster board, and the children held it up against the window as we sang. And I just remember a time when we were at Kimberly's facility, and we went to window for every resident and sang songs and held up that sign. And there's just one gentleman in particular that I just remember was reading that sign and reading that sign and reading over and over, and just tears just started falling from his cheeks. And I just lost it at that point. I couldn't sing anymore. And I just knew, and I heard the Lord speak to me again, that this is the beginning of something and that you need to do more. And that they need more than just, as nice as it is to have gatherings outside occasionally.
Before we go on to the more, let's stay with the Christmas that happened. And I want to bring Kimberly Swank, the activities director at Valley Vista, because Kimberly T. and her crew of volunteers and kiddos were at your facility singing to your people outside. Tell us a little bit about the response of the people in your care to this event.
Oh, they loved it. They absolutely loved it. You know, you open the windows and they're, well, and one lady had, it was her birthday that they came, and they just started singing happy birthday to her. And it was just so special. I there's no words. Mm-hmm. It's more special than you'll ever know. And it was really a blessing. Sorry.
And what about your staff? I'm understanding that your staff was equally moved. I mean, because they do get to leave at the end of their shift, but during the day, there they are, kind of locked down too, and locked down with these people that don't get to go out. Talk about your staff and how they responded to this.
Well, our staff just loved it also. You know, they were kind of surprised that such a large group came, and they honestly went to every window outside. And, you know, the staff went to each window and helped open the windows and get the residents up to be able to watch and listen to the music. It was awesome.
I love it. How many volunteers did you have during the Christmas caroling and the signs?
Christmas, there's about 30 of us.
And did you go just to Valley Vista, or did you go to other care centers?
We went
centers,
to two other facilities.
Which were?
The Bridge and Alpine Vista.
Oh, in Alpine Vista. Yes, yes. All right. So I want to go back to Kimberly Swank as activities director, because I think one of the things I want our people to understand, our listeners to understand, is that it's not just that the family of these residents cannot, at least at that time, come in under any circumstances, perhaps, to see them. Many of them don't have family to come in, or they're That's old right. enough that maybe their friends have gone on, and so they really are alone. I mean, seriously alone.
Yeah, they're really alone. Volunteers can't even come in.
Yeah.
Families can't come in. No one can come in but staff.
Yeah. Now, that has changed a little bit. Has that changed a little bit where a family can get tested? And
It is. They can be tested right before the visit, but they still have to wear a mask. They still have to stay 6 feet away, and it's only in an isolation unit. So it's take them into a room. They stay away from each other 6 feet. They are both supposed to wear masks.
You know, that's crazy. That just breaks my heart, though. I understand it entirely that the rules are so strict, but both the resident and whoever is the visiting friend or family are tested right then and there.
Not the resident. The resident's tested once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah.
But the visitor is tested like the quick test.
Yes.
So they get the test, they wait X amount of time, and they're either negative or positive. And even with that negative, they have to wear a mask, and the resident wears a mask. They have to stay social distanced. So I don't understand. I'm tested negative. You know, I can't hold your hand even with a mask. I don't know what is working. Nothing's working. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense to me. It just breaks my heart that you can't go in and hold mama's hand. I don't know what I would do if it were my mother. I don't know what I would do. I think I'd come in with armed bandits and break in.
You know, it's really hard
to do an intervention or something.
It's really hard to actually watch. It's quite sad. But, you know, we get all of our guidance through CMS and CDC, from the CDC. So they haven't, because we have our vaccines, they haven't actually changed any of the guidelines. So right now we're still wearing masks, we're still wearing shields, and we're not allowing anybody in.
Yeah.
So I wished it would change.
But. Or the few people that can come in, like a family member, and they get tested and they're negative, they still wear masks and, like we were just saying, social distancing.
But those visits, the visitors that are coming in are, so some of our residents are affected worse than others by it, and it's called a compassionate care visit. So not everybody can do it, but if...
Oh.
It's the people that are more affected by it.
Okay, let's take a minute and understand what defines compassionate care then for an individual that, because they are very, what would...
The loneliness has affected them more severely than it has anybody else. So they may be declining physically, cognitively, mentally, anyway. Emotionally, they're declining worse than others. And so they need to have that visit.
I think in a very awful way, we're all declining to the extent. I mean, I live in my own pod alone. I'm a widow. You have, you know, husbands and children or whatever your situation is. But I'm strong and I do get out and go, and your residents can't. I mean, we find ways to overcome the loneliness or the darkness that is surrounding us.
We take them on van rides, but we can only take three at a time.
I love that.
Because we still have to social distance.
Just start running them 8 o'clock in the morning, 3 and 3 and 3. And just run around, show them the snow. I'm there. I think that we're up against a break right now because I'm going to change the topic a little bit. So let's take an early break. And when we come back, we have a lot more information from Kimberly T. and Kimberly S. on this wonderful new program, volunteer program available to you called Adopt an Elder.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry. Under the Sun is almost indescribably delicious. You'll love the Soulshine Bistro with its wonderful food selection, plus beer and wine, and the Espresso Bar with its organic coffee and more. Under the Sun features a stylish gift shop and gourmet store carrying the most unique merchandise. Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry is open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Take living to the next level at Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
Hey everybody, it's Lenny here from 7BTV, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, as well as the comfort of local installation, local customer support, and someone who knows your name, then let us help you switch to Dish today. Contact 7BTV, your local Dish authorized premier retailer, to cut the cord once and for all. We'll explain it all up front, find the right package for you, and install your state-of-the-art system with professional and thoughtful care. Drop by 7BTV today to discover Dish TV. Call 208-263-7288. Visit us at 105 South 3rd Avenue in Sandpoint or on the web at 7btv.com. We are 7BTV, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally trusted satellite TV experts. Call for details, 208-263-7288.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry, here to talk to you today about aftermarket parts. Did you know that around 85% of all insurance estimates are written to include aftermarket parts on your car? Many of these parts are made in China. Not only do they fit poorly and offer minimal corrosion protection, but they can also void your warranty. Here at North Auto Collision, not only do we think this is wrong, but we're doing something about it. That's why we're proud to introduce our new comp program. Here's how it works. If your insurance company is only willing to pay for aftermarket parts, our comp program will cover the cost to use original manufacturer parts. If you drive a Ford, we're going to use Ford parts. If it's a Toyota, Toyota parts. You get the picture. So combined with the great quality and customer service you're already accustomed to at North Idaho Collision, our comp program is just another way we're looking out for you, this time in an unprecedented way. Some exclusions may apply, but not many. Remember, it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company, I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to serving you.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Welcome back in. Our guests today are Kimberly Tingley, the founder of this new volunteer program called Adopt an Elder Program, and Kimberly Swank, who's the Activities Director at Valley Vista Care Center. And they are here to give you the information you need to see if you want to be a part of this program. I do want to go back to Kimberly Swank because we started talking about the Christmas program, and I did have a question for the listeners to understand a little bit more about Valley Vista, because we've been talking about the elderly or seniors, and not all of your residents are that. So tell us about Valley Vista, who you serve, and whatever else you have for us.
So Valley Vista is a skilled nursing facility, and so we have long-term care patients, and we also have rehab patients that may come in and get rehab and then go home. We have two behavior units, a male behavior unit and a female behavior unit, and the ages range from 30 years old to 100.
You know, so by behavior unit, are you talking exclusively dementia or Alzheimer's, or are there other reasons that someone's in a behavior unit?
Traumatic brain injury.
Okay. So they cannot be, and that means that they are behind locked doors, I'm assuming.
Yes, it does. It just means that they need more help to be taken care of.
Right, right. So age 30 to 100, I won't use the name because I know I can't, but a few years ago, I had the privilege of volunteering at Valley Vista, and then, I don't know, my schedule got in the way, I'm sorry to say, but I remember playing cards with one of your residents, and I am telling you, either he was a card shark, he had the cards marked, or there was a mirror behind me because he always knew what I had. It was an amazing thing. I could not win, and he would just laugh. He was just...
You sure he wasn't cheating?
I think he was cheating, but I couldn't figure out how, even though I'm not so much of a card shark. But anyway, just to remind our listeners that not everyone in Valley Vista, as its care center, is old and elderly. That you've got young people there because of traumatic accidents and traumatic diseases that have created. Plus rehab. They come in, they rehab, and then, praise God, they get to go home to family.
Correct.
All right, Kimberly T., Adopt an Elder. Give us the parameters of this program. If we have listeners out there saying, you know, I really want to be a part of this. This is touching my heart. How do they contact you, and what will they do as a volunteer?
Sure. They contact me through adoptanelder7b@gmail.com. And through there, I just share with them the steps for being a volunteer. I just ask volunteers to reach out to those who are in need of a quote-unquote pen pal, to reach out to them at least once a month via letter or phone call or FaceTime. And I give them Kimberly Swink's information to reach out to her to schedule a phone call with the resident or a FaceTime. And then I encourage those who volunteer to try and schedule what's called a window visit every other month at least, so that these elders, these residents will have that one-on-one FaceTime with an actual human being. The goal for this is to have consistent, constant love and support for these people so they can not only just survive, but the goal is for them to thrive.
You know, it doesn't seem like much, or maybe even I want to say enough, to have one contact a month, one letter, one card, one phone call, or is it one of each, like send
and
a letter?
That's the minimum. They can do as much as they want, okay. But that's the minimum I'm asking, and then they reach out to me when they do contact, and I just keep track of it to make sure that there's continual support for everybody. And if at any time they aren't able to because they're going on vacation for a month, then that's where I step in and try and be that extra voice to that particular person that will need somebody that month to contact them.
So, as you know, I'm volunteering for this. I love it. I have such a heart for older people. I don't know why. I always have. From the time I was younger, I always loved my grandmas. And my mother was the youngest of seven, and I was the youngest of three. So all of my relatives, everybody was way older than me, and I was always the baby of the family. So I guess I love older people because they were so good to me. So I'm assuming that somehow between you two Kimberlys, I'm going to get matched up with a particular person.
Well, actually, we have already matched up everybody at her facility, okay. And we're starting to reach out to other facilities,
okay.
And two are interested at the moment, and I'm awaiting for a list of residents from them.
All right. Well, that works for me too. I will just circle back around to Kimberly's one of these days. But yeah, that's excellent. So I'll get matched with someone, and I'm assuming not every person is going to be maybe technology savvy enough to do FaceTime, or maybe they have trouble reading, so a letter isn't but a big colorful card. I mean, we will know what is going to be the best way to contact them, the best way to be consistently interacting with them.
Sure. It's just like Kimberly had mentioned, there's some cognitively that cannot respond, and the volunteers that have been assigned to these particular residents have been made aware of that, but they know this, and yet they're still wanting to reach out and bless them any way that they can. It's just a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Again, you say this is the minimum, so it could be that if you wanted to send a small, I mean, like one flower, a carnation, can something like that be
absolutely
received into the facility?
Absolutely. And anytime you guys or anybody sends a card, we actually assist the resident with it.
Yes.
FaceTime, we actually do the computer part with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
We are actually right beside them when they get their visits.
Yeah. That's wonderful. And then a window visit. I love that. I hadn't thought of that. I was just thinking about phone calls and cards and letters, but to encourage to go to the window, or whatever window, whether they have a window at their room or the front door window,
right,
or something, some way. And that's arranged through the facility.
Yes.
I love it. And then that this contact would be consistent and thriving. Well, I'm going to repeat two things. First of all, 208-265-8255 gets you to the Speak Up table right now. I sure would appreciate it if you would call in and say that you just will be praying for this program, or you want to volunteer for this program, or that you're in agreement with this program. That would be great. Also, I want to repeat the way to contact Kimberly T. It's adopt an elder 7B. Is the B also lowercase?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
capitalism.
Matter. Okay, all lowercase, no spaces. Adopt an elder 7B at gmail.com. That's the way you can get in touch with Kimberly. You can ask her questions. You can volunteer, and you can get on the list and get paired up with a person, one of the residents in our care facilities. And you know, the thing I love about this is that this will go on even when this pandemic is long gone. And it is going to be long gone one of these days. That this can still go on because this is just such a good thing.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really, really is. And I hope and pray it goes on.
Yeah. I'm sure it will. Do you know why?
Because people have the want to do it.
People have the heart to do it because God is just orchestrating this whole thing.
That's exactly
so
right.
It's all good. I want to go back to some of the ways that the lockdown, so hearts will be touched, Kimberly T, with the lockdowns and the separations from family and not being able to have just normal interaction, even people that are in the behavior units where they might not know who they're with, maybe they do, but just to feel that hand holding them, to have that physical touch is so important.
Absolutely.
So what are you seeing with, now that you've had some experience with the program, what kind of reports are you getting back from either the residents or the volunteers?
Volunteers, they just love it. I think it blesses them just as much as it blesses the residents. They're just filled with so much joy and hope, and they're excited. It's just so amazing to see the community come together and just love on our own community.
Yeah. You know, I think that we can underestimate the effect of small blessings. You know, what is it? This is do not despise small beginnings. And so sometimes people, and maybe I've got some listeners right now that are thinking, they're thinking the big things, you know, it's got to be a big thing that's going on. And that's the only thing that counts. And we know that that's not true. It's just one card can make all the difference in the world in someone's life. Either it's the receiver or the sender. Mm-hmm. Just one card, one phone call.
Can I
yes.
give a for instance?
Yes.
So one of the volunteers brought flowers for a resident. This particular resident does not have, she has family, but no one comes to see her ever. Mm-hmm. And the volunteer called and said she would like to do a window visit with her. So I went and asked the patient if she would like to do a window visit. She was so surprised that anybody wanted to visit her. She said, "Really? She wants to visit me?" Mm-hmm. And I told her, "Of course she does."
That is so beautiful. I guess I need to confess, even though you weren't at Valley Vista when I was there, there was a gal when I was there, and I hope she's still there. She was so great. And the minute she saw me, she would, she was in a wheelchair, but she didn't have to be in it all the time. Anyway, she would just race to me, and she wanted to go outdoors for a smoke. And I don't know whether I was the only one that would agree to take her out for a smoke or whether I wasn't supposed to do it and get the doors open and everything. And out we went, and I'd stand between her and the door, and she'd just puff away. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I almost wanted to smoke with her, but I had quit like 30 years before that. And I thought, you know what? I am not going to start smoking just because, you know, this just because she needs a friend here. Sneaking a cigarette, can they smoke as long as they're outside, or did I do wrong?
Well, we really like for you to ask us what the regulations are about that particular person.
Well, I didn't ask because I knew we were sneaking, so
well, if that person is going for somebody else to take them outside to smoke, they're usually probably not supposed to do that.
Exactly. All
but
right.
I appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Yeah, I repent. I won't do it again. I'll ask permission the next time. I hope she's still there. And honestly, I hope she's still smoking because you know what? You know, when the road gets a little narrow, you got to take your joy. You know,
that's true, actually.
Take your happiness. All right, we are up against another break. We're going to take it now. When we come back, we have more information for you, and I just want you all to consider being a part of this program, adoptanelder7b@gmail.com.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
It's tax time again, and keeping up with the ever-changing tax laws can be a chore. Rhodes Tax Service in Bonners Ferry has been providing professional tax service for 35 years. Rhodes Tax Service will give you a one-on-one consultation for individual and business tax preparation. They'll help you understand what is going on with your taxes and what changes must be made this year. If you need the guidance of an experienced tax professional, Rhodes Tax Service is here to help. They provide electronic filing, direct deposit, or you can use the Walmart Money Card. To find out more about what they can do to help you, call Rhodes Tax Service today at 208-267-1040 or 1-888-788-1040. Or if you prefer, you can stop by their office just off of Highway 95, one block north of Super One Foods in Bonners Ferry. They also offer a website for payroll at w4payroll.com. Rhodes Tax Service wishes you a great year, and they hope to see you soon. Rhodes Tax Service, 208-267-1040.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
It's here. It's now.
The only indoor RV show of the season. R&R RV in Spokane is hosting the Grand National RV Show for 10 days only. February 18th through 27th. Shop over 120 RVs inside the West Coast's largest indoor showroom. 525 East Francis in Spokane. Free parking, free admission, masks required. The Grand National RV Show at R&R RV in Spokane. Montana, Cougar, Rockwood, Forest River, Winnebago, and more. All inside the West Coast's largest indoor showroom. It's the only indoor RV show of the season. 10 days only. Special show pricing, giveaways, food vendors on site, Sunset Trail, Eagle Cap, Geo Pro, Springdale, and more. Free parking, free admission, masks required, reservations recommended, traffic controlled at the door. The Grand National RV Show, February 18th through the 27th. Indoors at R&R RV in Spokane, 525 East Francis. Visit rnrrv.com for more info.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today about a new volunteer opportunity in our community called Adopt an Elder. The way you can get in touch with Kimberly Tingley, who's the founder and the coordinator for this, is adoptanelder7b@gmail.com. And I also want to remind you that if you have missed the beginning of this program and all the information that we had before, you can find an archived version of this or an archived recording of this program at northidahoradio.com later on today. Northidahoradio.com has all of the archived shows for all of the noon hour shows, including Speak Up right here on Tuesdays with me. So I know that we complain, okay, maybe just me, about masks and distancing and not being able to hold mama's hand and all that. But Kimberly Swank with Valley Vista, you have some amazing, what I think are amazing statistics on how healthy and how safe you have kept your residents. So tell our audience about that.
Thank you. I think it's pretty amazing myself. We've had two residents positive with COVID, 16 staff, but only two residents have come, and the symptoms were not much.
Yeah. How many residents do you have at any one point in your facility?
We have 73 beds, but our census right now is 58.
You know, so in all this time, you've had two residents positive, and it hasn't been serious cases. Right. I think that's amazing. Also considering that, did you say 16 of your staff were positive? So the quickness that the staff responded to their symptoms and distancing and not coming in, and then the other staff, you know, staying masked up and shielded and all that you do, I just think that's amazing how healthy your people have been. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Well, we're screened when we come into the building. We're screened in the middle of the day, and then we're screened when we leave.
Is that like your temperature is taken?
Yes.
Okay.
And, I just lost my train of thought. Sorry.
Do you get tested? The
yes.
residents are tested every week. How about you guys?
Staff is tested twice a week. And so we found some positive with the testing.
Mm-hmm.
And then also people have come in with symptoms but sent right home, or they've called in.
Right. Right. So I guess I'm not 100% up to speed on this fast testing. Do you administer that yourselves?
Well, the staff is not getting the rapid testing.
Okay.
The staff get it's called PCR, and it takes about 24 to 48 hours to get a result.
Okay.
So,
but potential.
We do not administer it ourselves, but our nurses administer it to us.
Okay. Nurses on staff.
Yes.
Yeah. And so when relatives or someone wants to visit, and it is someone that is allowed to have a visitor, they get the rapid test.
Yes, they do.
Which is like an hour.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. You take the what is it, saliva, or is it still the nose, or
the
what?
The nose, but just not to your brain.
Okay. No kidding.
Yeah.
Somewhere I was reading about saliva was just as effective and not as uncomfortable.
I've heard that also.
I don't know anything about that. If you don't know about it, then for sure I don't.
We're not doing that.
Okay. All right. That sounds real good. Well, Kimberly, starting this program, I want to talk a little bit about how your family and your church and other churches
yes.
are supporting you.
Yes, they're just supporting us in prayer and wanting to get involved. It's beautiful to see the community of churches get involved in all sorts of different denominations. And it's just bringing together the body of Christ together as one. It's so beautiful. And praying over it and wanting to participate and become volunteers and offering to help in other ways.
Yeah. So you're expanding the program.
Yes.
From Valley Vista to other facilities.
Yes.
And those other facilities are, and can, I mean, I think you're going to get an outpouring of volunteers. I'll bet you've got waiting lists. So you said you've got people calling in from Montana and Moscow, Idaho,
yes.
and that. So what are you asking our audience for right now?
To contact me if you're interested in getting involved, and I can put you on a list right now. We're waiting for new residents, new elders to be able to be assigned with a pen pal, a buddy. And our goal is really to just reach out to all the facilities, and not only facilities. Our heart is really for any elder, anyone out there that is needing connection, that is
even
feeling
if they're at their home.
Yes,
not,
at their home.
Yeah.
That is the Lord's heart to be there for everyone. So, and if you're just listening today and you are alone and isolating and feeling just a need to have connection, please do reach out to me. Whether it is to get connected with one-on-one person to constantly contact you, or whether you just need someone to walk alongside you and offer you encouragement to pray with you, and my family and all those who are volunteers would love to be there for you.
You know, I was corrected already earlier in the program that not everyone at Valley Vista is an elderly. Residents there from 30 years old to 100 years old, and they can be there because of rehab or because of some traumatic accident. So it's not just the elderly. So we are reaching out to serve not just the elderly, but anyone who's alone and needs some people to come, a group to come along beside you and walk through life with you long term. This could be a long term, and not just in a facility or just in the community. Mm-hmm. I wonder, do you have people like that that have identified themselves?
I have had a few ask about that, if I'm going to expand this outside of facility because of interest of reaching people in their homes. And of course,
I love that. I think that is a great idea. And also give our audience, repeat, if you will, Kimberly T., what is the minimum that you're asking our volunteer, your volunteers to do? And that really they can do more than that.
Yes.
But what is it that you're asking of them if they want to volunteer?
I'm asking for volunteers that are able to reach out to the elders or those who are in need of communication, to reach out via letter or phone call once a month, and a window visit bi-monthly if the particular person they're assigned to is allowed and can do that.
Yeah. I mean, that to me just seems like way doable. I mean, that really is to me the minimum. Mm-hmm. I mean, one card a month. I mean, you think you could do a card a week or a letter. I don't want to put that out and make people get afraid like it's going to be too much of a burden, because you're making it so easy and so easy to access. But really, that really is the minimum. The way to get in touch with Kimberly T. on this is adoptanelder7b@gmail.com. And Kimberly Swank, Valley Vista, I'd like you to mention again, if you can, a little bit about how this program that was going on at Christmas time and the contacts have been made, how it uplifts, how does it actually affect your residents? I mean, what are all the things that it actually does for them?
Oh, wow. I don't know that I can name everything that it affects them. It just brightens their day. It puts a smile on their face. They just kind of wonder, there's people out there that care about them. They love the singing. They love the cards. I can't tell you how many times I've been told how much they loved you guys coming and bringing in Valentines.
Aww.
They brought Valentines and taped them on the windows.
Oh,
and
I love it.
They love them. Yeah, yeah. They're still there and will be for a while.
So it's actually a healing that's going on. It's not just, okay, this is nice, this is good, but there's actual physical and emotional and mental healing that happens because of this kind of contact.
And it shows that there's really good people out there in the world, really good people that care.
Yeah. When are you going to go back and sing again? It just seems like, you know, I'm remembering some articles I've read, and this is more like memory care, but music and singing and words is one of the deepest memories that we hold on to as we go through aging. And I love music. I dance around my place all the time. You think I talk to myself, Kimberly? I mean, I dance with myself. I need help. But anyway, when are you going to go singing again? Because I want to be a part of that.
We wanted to go on Valentine's Day, but the temperature was so cold and frigid. I was so grateful that people did actually show up. So we were making it quick that day. The plan was to sing love songs to them and just fill them with love and joy. But we do plan on at least quarterly to go out there. And I love it too. And it brightens my day to be able to go and be a part of that. And so
I think that we can say that again, whether you are the one singing the song or sending the card, or you're receiving the song and receiving the card, it is a blessing. Everybody gets blessed both ways. Well, ladies, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you so much. All the best for this program. All the best for Valley Vista. May you be richly blessed. And thanks, everybody, for being with us today. I hope you're marking your calendar every Tuesday to be here with me next week. Bonner County County Clerk Mike Rosedale is here. There's an election coming up on March 9th, not for Lake Pendere School District, but for Lakeland and for West Pendere. So we want to keep ourselves up on what's going on with all the school districts around us so we know what is happening. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care and be blessed.